Love this podcast? Support this show through the Acast supporter feature. It's up to you how much you give, and there's no regular commitment. Just hit the link in the show description to support now.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
Australia's hottest golfing podcast is Talk Birdie to Me with Nick O'Hearn and Mark Allen.
I thought I'll go and hit some balls. Go down to the range. Guess who's on the range?
Of course he is.
It's Tiger hitting balls. I drive the golf cart up behind him. He doesn't see me. Yeah. And just plonk the cart there, start hitting balls. He turns around and looks at me and goes, he said, what the f*** are you doing here?
Talk Birdie to Me. Listen wherever you get your podcasts.
To the sweet sounds of Kevin Bloody Wilson. It's hump day with Swanee and friends. We're back for another episode of Math Science for round three of the AFL Premiership season. Of course, I'm joined by Ralph Horowitz and Dane Swan. Thank you, lads,
for joining me.
Thank you. Thanks all around. Thank you for... Okay. It's going to be a wonderful round of football. We've got a huge game to start us off. How are you feeling? Have you guys looked at the markets? Have you looked at
I think we're going to guess the lines, aren't we?
Let's guess the line today.
I just remembered I have seen the Collingwood lines. Okay. You can guess this for yourself.
Right. Okay. Well, that is the first game coming up. You don't want to know any weather today?
This is our idea. No one's done this before other than Bill Simmons and Cousin Sal, but no one else has done this on the world's highest rating podcast. But no one else has done this. No. So this is an original idea of ours.
World first.
Yep.
Absolutely.
So, well, I only give us weather if it's going to be detrimental to the game.
Yep. We can hold it against you if you get it wrong.
Absolutely. Exactly. Thursday's probably the only game that looks questionable. There's a bit of rain up in Brisbane, but yeah. I wouldn't call it.
I'm going to say it's a 22.5.
For the Brisbane-Collingwood game? Yeah. Okay, interesting. Well, the first game is up at the Gabba. Brisbane are hosting Collingwood. Brisbane are paying $1.37. Collingwood are $3.02. You know the line?
I know the line.
You've registered the line. You want to know it now?
Yeah.
16.5.
So it was a goal out.
Yep. The over-unders is 164.5.
Yeah. Maybe because the weather.
Quite possibly.
Maybe the weather.
Wet.
Hang on. Do they know that Collingwood were watching take the steps again?
No, but they're celebrating. They're on the piss Tuesday morning, celebrating their premiership.
Had some drinking in the bath. The spa, sorry.
Give us your thoughts, Jane.
Taking
Give
the pies. I think it's a no-brainer.
Pies to win.
No. At the line, they will cover at some stage.
Is that because of value? Because you thought it was 22.5. Well, you haven't thought of it that.
Well, it should be the other way then. I should have taken Brisbane then.
Well, this is your show, Swanee and friends.
No. I'm sticking with you know what? Pies lines. The day I get off him, so I might be cursing him here, but
could be.
Well, this is what math science is. You hang on until you're broke.
One of these sides are due.
Yep. It's at the Gabba. But it's a bit wet.
Yep.
Who's the more talented side?
Nah, fuck the final.
Go, bang. Who's the more talented side?
Collingwood, they won the premiership.
That's a very good question, Sam, if you think of it a different way. I have no doubt, zero doubt, Brisbane has the most amount of talent.
You're right, Dane.
Yeah, no, I can.
Collingwood was the most talented team last year. As a team.
I see the
team of champions.
There's no
Never
I in team, is there?
Team. Is there M in an E, though?
Lil. Okay, so you're going Collingwood at the line. Ralph is going.
I am going Collingwood just have to find everything here.
Mm.
Brisbane won to 39. I can't see Collingwood winning, and I can't see Collingwood not putting up a show. And so even if Brisbane do the late kick away, that covers me. I can't see Brisbane in
1-39.
Anything's possible, but I'll go Brisbane 1-39.
Okay. Should be a good game. You're going to watch, Dane, Thursday night?
Yeah, and I'll be on the couch. I think Mrs. is out for dinner, so I think I'll be on the couch. Kids will be asleep screaming. I'll turn the monitor down. So
when did you give up on Collingwood St Kilda last week? Did you get it all the way through? Or?
Mate, there was the Kia Soul series, Dodgers and Padres, was going on, and so I couldn't turn away. So it was hard for me to keep flicking back and forth. But no, I watched basically to the end. I jumped in the shower, put the telly on while I was in the shower, and watched it off. But yeah, no, I watched it basically to the end. Mate, I'm not one of those fair weather fans. I'll fucking stick till three quarter time.
I saw the Hawthorn supporters leaving early. It was disgraceful.
Idiots. Yeah, strange. Yeah. All right, Friday night football. North Melbourne up against Carlton, 4:20 p.m. bounce over at Marvel Stadium. North Melbourne.
No, don't say it. Odds, because the odds will give us away.
They started well, though, didn't they? They started quite shockingly well against the Dockers.
They did, and then I flicked it over.
Yeah.
So I think there were four goals up. I just had a bit of head wobble about me because I thought, beauty, I made North the best. Two goals to start. Surely
but
they...
You did it.
Surely they can't from here. And then I watched about two pieces of play, and Dane, I was watching North for 2-3 years ago. In that bit of play, and I just flicked it back to the race, so the 3-hour morals. So I don't know what they did at the first quarter and a half, but wow, they fell back into it. I would say the line here would be...
Where is it? What is it? So North Carlton.
It's a Good Friday
North
game. Carlton. It's a good Friday game at the at the Dome. I would say the line here would be 22.5.
Ralph? I mean, what's your name?
That's Dane.
Dane?
I'm Ralph.
Nice to meet you.
I would say 29.5.
You're both way off. 34.5.
Well, way off. I was under a goal. I was going to say 40, but you fucking tricked me with your 22. I was like, geez, that might be a bit out. But I would have been further out with 40, I guess. I was under a goal. So
yeah, fair enough.
I was going to say 30.5. Yeah, five goals, I thought.
North Melbourne are paying $6.05. Carlton are $1.13. The line.
Multi-builder.
The line is plus 34.5 to the Kangas. And the over-unders for this one, Ralph, is 173.5.
Oh, there's going to be a lot of scores here.
What's the over?
173.5.
Yeah. Yeah, because I don't want to be sick again watching the Kangaroos thinking they're going to put up a show, and I don't want to. That's until further notice bet. When the information changes, you change your conclusion.
So is your opinion, yes.
Yes. Mm-hmm. But until after I watch that 3 minutes, that was enough. So I'll go the over. 173.5. And Dane, it's Good Friday. I'll be watching the game. So we want it to be over.
Yeah, exactly. This is my second side.
Yes.
I'm 0-6 to start the year, or 0-5 to start the year. So it hasn't been a great start for me. But I think they can do something here. I think they can hold on. 1-39.
Carlton 1-39.
Yes, well, I'm not stupid. Well, I am, but I'm not fucking stupid enough to pick you off me. Yes.
Yes.
All right. Well, we're heading over west.
Dane picks first now.
We're heading over west.
Yes.
Right. Fremantle Dockers.
Flag favourites.
That's right.
How's my 90-1 looking?
What's in there? 40s?
I'll have a look while you
have a look. They're sitting fifth on the ladder. Optus Stadium is where this game will be played, 7:30 p.m. Australian Eastern Daylight Time. The ball will be bounced against the Adelaide Crows. Can we have a guess, please, of the line?
11.5.
16.5.
Dane, you are close. 10.5.
Ah, yes.
Fremantle are paying $1.53. Adelaide, $2.52. The line is minus 10.5 to the Dockers. And the over-unders for this one, Ralphie, is 168.5.
What did you say the line was again?
Minus 10.5 to the Dockers.
I'm going to take the over. I like Frio's new fucking game plan of getting forward. I reckon the bookies haven't caught up yet. I'm going to take the over. And I'm Frio 1-39 interests me as well, as does Adelaide at the line. So I might try and middle it. Might have a couple of multis that have them both. But for my scoreboard, I'm taking the over.
Someone shitting themselves. Fremantle's into $36.
Is it?
Should I lay off yet? Got it going for $1,150. my $13 outlay. There's your gamble responsibly there, Sam. Yeah. What did you say you were doing?
Over.
What's the line again for that?
Over? No weather. Oh, I got it right, mate. Yeah.
The weather, it's going to be 31 degrees. Yeah, okay, it's going to be scorcher. Yeah.
It's 10 and a half.
What are you asking me? The over-unders?
10 and a half.
Over-unders 168.5.
And you're going over that. Okay.
Yep.
I will go Fremantle. 10 and a half. They should be able to. That's two goals, I mean, please.
1 to 39, I don't mind there.
Well, you can have it all, Dane. You can have
I'm going to.
You
I'm a greedy man. I'm a greedy pig. Augustus Gloop.
Well, we're going to head to Saturday football. We are almost halfway through the round. Coming back to Marvel Stadium, the Bombers are hosting St Kilda, 4:20 p.m. bounce.
This would be a good game. I feel sorry for Wade Carey not being able to watch this one.
Absolutely.
Can we have a line prediction, please?
Who's first? Me.
Ralph.
Dave's doing this one first.
Oh, I went first last time.
I'll go first.
Yeah, I actually said Ralphie and then you started talking. But it doesn't matter. It's your
rough
show.
Go. No, rough go.
All right.
I said in St Kilda.
Just say the D's are next, that's all.
I would say St Kilda 8.5.
Okay.
Hello, Dane.
I'm thinking.
Takes a bit. Give him a moment.
12.5.
The line, dun-dun-dun, is 8.5.
Whoa! Nice. There we go.
Plus 8.5 to the Bombers. Bombers are paying $2.34. St Kilda, $1.60. The over-unders is
164.5.
Dane.
Hang on. Do we know yet if Essendon are playing with the Essendon edge?
Oh. I don't know. They're nasty. They're nasty pasties. No Peter Wright, but no Ben. Was it with no King? Was it Ben King?
I said Ben Max. King before. It had come out of my mouth. I went, oh, fuck that up. Yeah.
Max. Whichever, with Max King. Both very good players. So they cancel each other out. I think Saints are good enough to get this done, 1-39.
Saints 1-39 from Dane. I will go the over. Nice.
164.5.
Yes, the over. The over there. This will be a good scoring game because the Saints now, I tell you what, they haven't, the market haven't caught on to St Kilda being very good.
Pause. Keep going.
The market hasn't caught on to St Kilda being very good.
Are they very good, you think?
They could be this year's Collingwood.
I don't believe that.
St Kilda?
Ross Lyon's a genius. And because he's got this reputation, well earned, as a defensive coach, they're forgetting one thing. He's a genius. So he will change relative to what's
required.
Information
changes?
Well, exactly right, in the current game. They're a very good side. Anyway.
Not sure they're a very good side. Not sure they're a very good side, but anyway, go on.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Burrow is a furniture company known for timeless design and thoughtful construction, and free shipping, and that extends to their outdoor collection. Their outdoor furniture is built to withstand the elements, featuring rust-proof stainless steel hardware, weather-ready teak, and quick-dry foam cushions. For Memorial Day, get 15% off your Burrow purchase at burrow.com/acast, and up to 25% off outdoor. That's up to 25% off outdoor furniture at burrow.com/acast.
The next game is Port Adelaide hosting the Melbourne Demons.
Ooh.
Over at Adelaide Oval, 7:30 p.m.
True
bounce.
Fans will make it. True fans will go over.
True fans. I'm gathering you've got a ticket, Ralph.
I've got two tickets, yes.
Two tickets, taking the daughter?
Mm-hmm.
How lovely. Hopefully, it's actually going to be a lovely day over there. Port Adelaide. Oh, let's get a prediction, please.
5.5.
Pick 'em.
Tried to keep my poker face real strong during that. You're way off. 13.5.
Okay.
In Port's favour.
Minus 13.5 to Port Adelaide.
Jeez, they don't rate the D's, do they? Maybe all the shit that's come out is...
Well, the culture's still no good.
Yeah, exactly.
Terrible.
Yeah.
Port are $1.48. Melbourne are $2.67. The line is -13.5 to Port Power. And the over-unders is 165.5.
Two very good sides.
Is May and Lever not going to play? That's I should probably think about injuries before I start thinking of the lines. Yeah, I probably would have given them. And that's probably an extra goal for...
May's a definite out. Lever's touch and go.
I'm going to take the over. No, defense revolves around them.
Is this working, Sam? Do we know?
Yeah. Saturday, I was just looking.
That's right.
I was looking at the over-under, and then I questioned the weather, and then I looked at the weather, and then I questioned what day it was.
What's the weather like? Is the weather going to be fine?
It's fine. Perfect. Yeah, it's a warm one. It's the Sunday that's not great, but it's 31 degrees and sunny.
I reckon the one thing with the D's here is... They're going to be planning without Lever and May. Lever may play, pardon the pun. But that would help. No, what I'm saying is if players touch and go, an important player, or in this case two important players, is touch and go during the week, are we doing this, are we doing that? At least from Saturday night, Simon Goodwin's plans would be they're not playing.
Yeah.
And that would help your mindset as a coach and then as your team. And then if Lever plays, it's a bonus. I think the D's are going to cover the line. 12.5. Mm. Yeah, well, that's why I said pick them. They're on the D's, despite their culture. What was the line for the over-under for Dane?
165.5. The line's actually 13.5, not 12.
Well, let's hope I don't need that point, but yes, thank you. I'll take it.
Dane,
He's gone overs.
Thank you.
You're pregnant or something?
Yeah, come on, lift.
My brain. It's like fog. Okay, well, let's head to Sunday footy then. My mob. 1 p.m. bounce on Easter Sunday.
Is it Geelong?
West Coast?
Who is it?
It's never, for the record, it's never been West Coast. Not even when I lived there.
Hey, until.
I was a Hawks girl.
Until.
I kind of had a soft spot for the Dockers only because the Dockers twos, the guys that were playing at West Perth at the time were lovely, and the guys that were playing for West Perth coming out of the Eagles were arrogant fucks. I kind of like gravitated towards Frio, but I didn't have a team until Max Bailey got drafted to the Hawks,
right,
who was my housemate at uni.
Right.
And so then I was a Hawks fan. I came over here, had all the gear, went to all the games, knew nothing different. It wasn't until I worked for Geelong that I kind of like got it invested in an interest. I'm a family member, not by choice. That was done for me before I came home from the hospital with Noah. And now I work for a wonderful club called the Western Bulldogs, whom I love.
So you love an underdog. You just happen to go barrack for Hawthorn with the winning premierships.
Well, he got drafted good in 08? No, 06. It was pretty good.
Dane sees through it.
Yeah.
It's the truth. I remember coming over here. I actually, as a joke, rocked up on Max's doorstep wearing Frio slippers just for a bit of a lol. And he
did a lol?
He drove me straight to Waverley.
Okay.
Yeah. Went there and had a bit of a tour. But I love the Dogs. They're a great team. They played really well on the weekend. Like I said, they make me nervous in the third quarter every week.
Who are they playing?
This week, they're playing the West Coast Eagles. So
where at?
At Marvel Stadium on Easter Sunday. Can we get a score, a line prediction, please?
47.5.
Mm-hmm. 54.5.
49.5.
There we go.
Western Bulldogs are $1.06. West Coast $9.50. The line is -49.5 to the Doggies. And the over-unders is 179.5.
Who's up?
179.5,
Dane.
What day is it?
Easter Sunday.
What time?
1 p.m. bounce.
He trades his punting to the minute.
Yeah, no, I'm just thinking.
Easter, family day.
Yeah, no, I won't be watching. I've got to do an Easter egg hunt.
Yeah.
Give me the under.
Under?
Yeah, I don't think.
Oh, yeah.
You're having them eating their chocolates and
chocolates. Yeah, pushing the kids out of the way like George Costanza when the fire breaks out. So getting them out. Yeah, give me the under. I got it. West Coast got to do something to fucking...
How much of that did you watch last week, West Coast and GWS? Did you
watch some? I watched it because I was on my way. I walked home from the Grand Prix, so I just had it on my phone doing it, but yeah.
Oh, my God.
There wasn't much going on with it.
Is that an AFL team?
You taking the Dogs?
Wow. Oh, absolutely. Like...
Yeah.
I don't want anyone to lose their job, But they should all lose their job. Yeah. Actually, Sam, this is one of your great memories, wasn't it, last year when West Coast beat the Doggies?
We were talking about them on the weekend. The supporters were absolutely feral.
So they owe them. They owe them.
They need to absolutely put
this
them to
bed. This could be a record score. So, yes, I'm going the Dogs and Dane, you're going the under. Under. Right.
140 to 30 and you were covered.
Yep.
All right. Let's trudge on through the rest of the round. Richmond are hosting Sydney. Richmond at 4 p.m. at the MCG. Richmond are down in 14th. Sydney are sitting in second. Do we have a line prediction for this one?
Well, we will, Samantha. Give me a fucking second. It's first I've heard of this game.
Richmond, Sydney.
Port got to 22.5. I'll say 23.5.
I'm with him.
You're both not far off. 20.5 plus 20.5 to Richmond.
Yep.
Richmond are paying $3.44 in the head-to-head. Sydney are $1.32 line plus 20.5 to Richmond. And the over-unders is 175.5.
Jesus.
Ralph.
That's a high total.
That's a high total. I'm going unders. That's it. I was tempted to go Sydney 1-39.
Yeah, that's what I'm going to do.
Sunday.
Fucking squiz bar, just move past that quickly. Mm. Sydney 1-39 for me. I'll put that in my calendar, in my book.
You do it?
I'm putting it in my book because I place all these bets.
Okay.
I'm invested with the punters.
Yep.
I'm not.
Man of his word.
Yeah, okay. How many of these do you bet?
Not many.
Why not?
Because I do this to speak shit. I enjoy it.
Yeah.
Anyway.
We should open an account and just have like $10 on everyone, see how we go.
Yeah.
But well, so now this is where your greatest opportunity to make money in betting is to not bet.
Yeah.
What's
the fucking point in that? What's the fun in that?
Because lose anything.
Why do bookies offer markets on everything? Because they want you to bet on everything.
Yeah.
So your best is to say this race is too hard for these reasons. So companies do spend millions on a feasibility study. Well, Rio Tinto or BHP or something, they might say, right, we need to spend millions to see if we're going to do this mine. And then in the end they go, it's shit, it's not worth our while, we're not going to do it. So they've spent millions not spending money. They've spent millions to choose not to spend more money. As a punter, you can spend nothing and go, this is too hard, I'm going to stay out. That's how you can make money.
That's gambling responsibly.
There's no fun in that.
That's the seat that I take every week, mainly because I actually forget sometimes.
No fun in that.
No fun. Well, sadly, we're at the last game of the round, but what used to be a huge rivalry and a huge game on Easter Monday, maybe not that exciting. It's the Hawks hosting the Geelong Cats up at the MCG. Would you like to give me a prediction?
Before we do.
3:20 p.m. bounce.
So I've got a prediction on the media take here. Right, if let's say it's 30,000 crowd and Geelong wipe them, is it time to move the Easter Monday game to Geelong?
I think so.
For fairness,
yeah, I think so.
For fairness, for Geelong,
play a home game, yeah.
If they end up with 10 home games, you know what needs to happen next? They need a development at the stadium.
No, I think so. I think it's only fair.
So
line prediction:
they are. Shit.
Who?
Hawthorn.
Yeah.
Worst.
It's hard to watch.
Where do you think? Are they third worst?
Oh, wow.
Well, you've got West. You say West Coast is worse than North? West Coast?
Well, yeah, West Coast is in their own.
Then North? Or would you say Hawthorn over
Hawthorn
North?
Hawthorn North.
Well, I would, if you're talking, if there were a share, I'd if they're a company, I'd buy shares in North before Hawthorn.
Okay. So who's got a chance?
North have genuine young talent.
Who's got a chance to make a finals first out of those three?
North.
North?
100%. Yeah. You watch Hawthorn win the flag next year.
Yeah.
Flag favourites.
Line 25.5.
Just into the...
Somewhere near the mic.
25.5.
32.5.
The line is 18.5.
As in the Hawthorn Hawks.
The Hawthorn Hawks
from Geelong Cats.
Waverley Park against the Geelong Cats of Kardinia Park.
18.5.
Plus 18.5 to
just
Hawthorn.
Just a goal a quarter.
What's the line? What's the total?
169.5. Hawks are paying $3.18. Geelong are $1.36. The line is plus 18.5 to the Hawks. And the over-unders is 169.5.
I won't be watching, so I'll be in a press conference. With I'll have the under, but give me the Cats at the line, please.
I haven't got time to look up the Damon Runyon quote, but it's something about the race doesn't always go to the swift. But that's the way to bet.
Do you think the line will come in or go out?
Well, just go with the obvious sometimes. So
yeah, if it walks like a duck.
That's it. So I'll go Geelong. Which way did you go again? You're doing Geelong too. Yep. All right. Are we doing a best? We should do a best.
We should always.
Collingwood at the line for me.
Is that your best bet?
Yeah, we'll win 1 week.
It's costing you those 2 points on the scoreboard.
Yeah. Oh, it's for 2 points. I can't get off it now.
Well, I'll go with the obvious. That is Geelong. Now, anything can happen, but that is the obvious. So I'll go with Geelong.
Let me give everyone my second best bet.
Yes. Okay.
Even though it doesn't count for the...
Do you ever stop giving?
Kind. Thoughtful. Generous. So many more words to describe you.
I'm going to take...
Are you doing a multi today?
No.
No. And no. Dane's is at double.
But I've got a bit of racing head wobble, of course.
Of course you do. So you should.
I'm going to take...
This is for Dane's second best bet.
Saints 1-39.
For those who didn't hear, Saints to 1-39.
Saints 1-39.
Yep, they all got that one right in the ear rolls. Saints 1-39. So Collingwood 1-39 or Saints 1-39?
Collingwood line.
So it's amazing how much putting the scoreboard back is just straightening up more racing work for the Saturday morning for our people. So Lady of Camelot, God bless you, Blake Shin. What a ride there on the Golden Slipper. And what was Helen Quickster? That was our best bet. But Lady of Camelot each way at the sevens was beautiful. Now, on Saturday morning, go to our Instagram. I'll put up a couple for Sydney that I like. If you want my Flemington form, including the Australian Cup, Prodigy V, Mr. Brightside, racetrackralphie.com.au. So what have I learnt from the futures betting? The two imports that won on Saturday in Sydney are fucking superstars. Via Sistina. She is phenomenal, and there's the Queen Elizabeth coming up. I would take a little multi Queen Elizabeth via Sistina, responsibly, of course, Sam. I keep saying Amelia's jaw in the quokka. Oh, my God. I don't know how they're going to beat it. It's a $4 million race in Perth. Post-Impressionist, I think, is running this week in the Tancred on the quick backup. It'll win. And so I've said a Barmer and Boomerai, the Japanese horse for the Doncaster, and I've said a Ruffy Detonated Jack. I'll complete it by saying Militarize that ran on Saturday. So if you're saying three horses, well, it's a field of 20, so that's all right. Militarize was very good, and I think Zach Purden's flying in. And the other one to watch for next week is so Imperatrice's favourite for the TJ Smith. It just won at Mini Valley on Saturday. I Wish I Wins first up, and J Max booked. He is a... superstar.
So for Saturday or Saturday
week? So anyway, that's a couple of futures there because I think I Wish I Win we'll probably start favourite.
Is it not favourite now?
No, Imperatrice is, and it just is not going as good as it did last spring. So it's being rated on its spring form rather than this time in. So I will be with I Wish I Win and like I said, I'll put something on their Instagram stories on Saturday morning. For our people.
Thank you so much. It's been a wonderful round. Great to chat with you all about it.
Next week, where will we be next week?
Where will you be next week?
I'll be in Adelaide.
I'm not coming. Beach weather isn't great.
We'll be online on a Tuesday and hopefully with a special guest.
I'm a bit nervous. I'll be quaking in my boots. I'll be pale. You'll see the whites in my eyes.
You'll be cutting weight last minute, wouldn't you? When's weigh-in?
Tuesday. Night on the Footy Show channel.
What Footy Show? On the Sunday?
No, they're doing it on a Tuesday night. They're doing the Sunday Footy Show on the Tuesday night.
Are they?
Yeah.
There you go.
I know, because it's been a real pain in the ass because I was giving back some people on the Tuesday night in Adelaide. Now they fucking want me there, so I've had to do some fucking gym. I've had to do some timing gymnastics and just
push everything around. What might Dane change his diary?
I know this one starts with a
We're probably going to run out of time.
Flexibility is great. That's why there's yoga. Flexibility for your insurance coverage is great too. That's why there's United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, United Healthcare Insurance Plans offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. One of these plans may be right for you if you're, say, between jobs, coming off your parents' plan,
turning a side hustle into a full hustle, or even missed open enrollment. Want more flexibility? Find out more about United Healthcare Insurance Plans at uh1.com.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.